Autoeroticism means sexual gratification through self-stimulation. The practice of masturbation as a sexual outlet is most evident in adolescence. Myths and misconceptions about masturbation have existed for centuries, yet it is a normal part of growing up. Masturbation is not physically or mentally harmful, and all of the old wives' tales about its consequences are untrue. The only harm masturbation has caused has been the unnecessary guilt and fear individuals have suffered because they believe that masturbation was wrong, sinful, or harmful. As a matter of fact, doctors, psychiatrists, and sexologists all agree that far from being regarded as unhealthy, masturbation is now considered normal, healthy, and an important part of sexual maturity. Masturbation normally begins in early childhood as the exploratory touching or fondling of the sex organs, not done to orgasms. This initial phase passes as the child grows older, but it is usually resumed when the age of puberty is reached, at which time masturbation is frequently practiced to ejaculation, an orgasm in the male, an orgasm in the female. Masturbation can either be brief, with the aim of achieving quick orgasm, or it can be voluntarily extended over a longer time in order to indulge in erotic fantasies. Usually, masturbation produces a quick orgasm, but in some unusual cases, it is extended over a period of hours. Many doctors and psychiatrists recommend masturbation to women who suffer from frigidity, encouraging them to learn about their body's responses in a relaxed and private atmosphere. And although masturbation is not a substitute for vaginal intercourse, it can usually lead to a satisfying orgasm. The latest surveys show that the rate of masturbation in women is on the increase, and this is partly due to the fact that women achieve orgasm more quickly and more surely masturbating than they do when performing coitus. Also, masturbation is a natural way of relieving tensions when sexual intercourse is not possible. Women can masturbate in various ways. The most common is the stimulation of the clitoris with the hand or fingers. At the same time, the inner labia may be stimulated. Internal stimulation of vagina is also possible. This is done by inserting into the vagina either the fingers or an object which may simulate the shape and the movement of the penis. Some women can reach an orgasm simply by compressing their thighs or by touching their nipples. As long as masturbation is not practiced to the exclusion of all other forms of sexual outlets, it is both normal and natural, and there is no reason why a person suffering from sexual frustration should not masturbate to orgasm to relieve the tension.